We always finish off the show with a conversation with the editor of Africa.com. That's Soko Sibiya. Soko, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa and your listeners.
And today we go to the Republic of Congo, aren't we, to see how a lodge model, I suppose, that responds to the needs of the community is doing well there.
Exactly. So, you know, every weekend I also do a newsletter about travel and tourism and the stories coming out of Africa from there. And one of the big trends that's going on is to have lodges or safari camps, you know, that actually bring or give back to the community. And this is not using handouts, but by empowerment and upliftment. So people, you know, as we travel, we want the remoteness, we want the exclusivity, but we always need to have that conscious in terms of where we travel, how is the community being impacted by the money that we pump into tourism. And models, and you know, across the world, these are the models that they've been trying to do. But in Africa, we've already been doing it. So there are different lodges in the DRC, in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco, in Kenya, in the Maasai community, for example. There's a lodge called Il Ngwesi, which basically is run by the Maasai community. They have built this lodge. They run the lodge. And all proceeds that come from the revenue from that lodge is what takes their children to school, provides healthcare facilities for them. So they've built a model. They've learned, you know, how to run the lodges so that it helps their community. And I think this is a model that should be rolled out in almost every part of Africa. You know, the more remote we go, the people in that community need to benefit. So whether it be the staff members, whether it be the community at large, but it really needs to give back to the people, because tourism sometimes is not just about the place, but it's about the community and the people that you find within that that space. And those people need to thrive from it as well.
What it will require then, Soko, I imagine, is a great understanding and a strongly connected community in order for these agreements to be entered into. So it's not a case of I'm employed by a lodge, I get a salary, and then I decide for myself what it is I'll be doing with the amount of money that I've earned. What it seems like here is that the model then suggests that Soko and Africa have children, for example, who need to go to school. So part of the proceeds and the revenue and the profits generated will need to go and address those needs for Soko and Africa.
You are completely correct, because, you know, if the community is divided, then the model won't work. So it has to be a joint understanding by the community what are our needs, so that you are able to then negotiate what the profits or where the profits go to. And this has also happened the same in Kenya. You know, they are their example, because you know, we all know about the Maasai people. They've also even come up to government now to actually give off some of their own land as part of conservation, you know, to make sure that there is land or grazing land for the wildlife. So they come together as a community, speak about it, raise awareness. Last week I spoke about how there are rangers within the in the Maasai area where they are part of the poaching, you know, and making sure that there's no poaching or trafficking. So, you know, when a community is involved in what is going on about them, you find that there's a lot of unity, and you're able to then divide or even, you know, chart the way forward in terms of what should be happening within your surroundings.
And I suppose the opportunity that exists now is that if you have infrastructure and systems put in place, when we get into a new normal where we learn to live with COVID-19, you and your lodge will then be ready to receive guests, and that system will be benefiting all the community involved in and around that lodge.
Exactly, you know, and as we say, it builds everybody up. So everybody is coming up. And should it, you know, with the pandemic happening right now, it's not just those few people who work in the lodge that are affected. The community then rallies together to buffer the impact of what's been happening now with COVID-19.
It's an important story. Thank you very much, Soko Sibiya. You can find it, of course, on africa.com.